AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All classes are virtual today at Milwaukee Lutheran High School after a shooting at Friday night's football game. Pete Schwaba has more.
Last we knew, police were still on the lookout for whoever fired several shots inside the stadium at Friday night's game between Milwaukee Lutheran and Pius High Schools. No one was hurt, and the apparent shooter got away. The game was cut short, and all of the rest of Lutheran High's homecoming activities were canceled. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
The Brewers are getting ready for baseball's playoffs, and state lawmakers are scrambling this week to ensure the team's long-term future in Milwaukee. Local officials in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County might drive the hardest bargain. Mayor Cavalier Johnson wants some of the parking lots around American Family Field to generate new tax revenue. Rick Schlesinger is the Brewers' president of business operations. He says that's easier said than done.
There's certainly a lot of parking spaces, but to think that we can just short-term turn this into a beer district or a major development, the economics, you know, are somewhat daunting.
Schlesinger was on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday. So was the author of the Brewers bill, Republican Representative Rob Brooks. Brooks says he's open to another local demand, which is a lower financial contribution.
I understand that's a heavy lift, you know, with the financial situation the city and the county find themselves in, but I think we can get there.
Local leaders also want more representation on the stadium district board. Brooks says the bill could be ready to go to committee in a matter of days. Insurance enrollment season is underway. As Mike Moan reports, many people in Wisconsin will soon make decisions about their health coverage.
Allison Epseseth leads Covering Wisconsin, which has navigators who provide unbiased information for free on a lot of these topics. They also can calm nerves about assumptions that all insurance is too expensive.
There are always new plans coming on the marketplace, especially Wisconsin has a really robust number of plans available.
She also notes that 90% of people who turn to the marketplace for private coverage get financial assistance to help cover their premiums. More information also can be found at wiscovered.com. I'm Mike Moan.
Five flamingos made a rare visit to Wisconsin Friday. A big crowd of onlookers came to the Lake Michigan shore in Port Washington to see the three adults and two younger flamingos. Bird experts say it's the first time tropical birds have made it here. The sighting was unexpected, but not a complete shock. Wildlife biologists have an educated guess the birds were pushed north by Hurricane Idalia last month. Flamingos are more common along the Gulf of Mexico. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Two of Wisconsin's local unions joined the United Auto Workers in their historic stand-up strike. There are now 38 GM and Stellantic parts and distribution locations across 20 states striking to protect and preserve the future of the American middle class. The strike now includes the GM Parts Distribution Center, represented by UAW Local 722 in Hudson, and the Stellantic Mopar Parts Center, represented by UAW Local 75 in Bayview in Milwaukee. They are standing up to corporate greed and ensuring good wages and decent benefits for all American workers. The big three automakers have made $250 billion in profits in the last decade. The community book sale in Wisconsin Rapids is still accepting donations until the end of the month. You can drop off book donations at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. The book sale will be October 12th through the 14th. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Packers with an incredible comeback win. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 18-17 in front of 78,000 at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love, who had thrown his first interception of the year, was asked how hard was it to overcome a 17-0 deficit.
It's not easy. It's a total team win right there. Everybody's got to, you know, step up and make plays, and we did on all phases at the end.
Love ran for a touchdown, threw another to Romeo Doubs, then converted for 2 points on a PAT. It's the biggest come-from-behind victory since 2018, when Aaron Rodgers led a comeback against the Bears. Matt LaFleur.
Got to give the Saints a ton of credit, but I cannot
tell you, I've never been a part of a win like this.
Did the comeback win boost the team's confidence in Jordan Love? Packers defensive end Kenny Clark.
Even more. We already had confidence in him and you know what he can do. And this just, you know, preaches to what we've been saying all along.
So the Packers are now 2-1. They host the Lions this Thursday night. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers pulled off a 38-17 win over the Purdue Boilermakers. The Badgers improving to 3-1, but they've lost running back Ches Malusi, who suffered a fractured fibula and is out for the season, head coach Luke Fickle.
You know, because of all the things he's gone through, you know, all the ups and downs and the injuries and to have the attitude that he has, he'll still be a really big part of what it is that we do.
Baseball. The Brewers missed another chance to clinch a spot in the playoffs. They lost again to the Miami Marlins, this time 6-1. The Crew are back in Milwaukee tonight to take on the Cardinals. Outfielder Sal Frelick are now having a chance to secure a playoff spot with a win at home.
When it comes to clinching, like, I think we're in a great spot. We have a big homestand to do it at when we get home, so it'll be exciting.
Starting pitcher Freddie Peralta only lasted 3 innings on the mound yesterday in Miami. Craig Counsell.
He's been sick. He was really sick on Friday night, and I think that just kind of zaps some of his energy.
Was it just kind of like a bug, do you think, with him? Or
he was sick.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM.
I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Seth Haphagen.
Good morning, everyone.
We're joined right now by our great friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Let's say good morning to our good friend, Mr. Paul Tromblick. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How are you doing, Paul?
Doing all right. How are things there?
Not bad. How was your weekend?
A little damp.
a little damp over here, Paul. Yeah, a little damp. A little swampy.
A little damp. Yeah, where I was, we had dry weather most of yesterday. So I did get out to an apple orchard with my wife.
And,
Out there in the fields. So that was kind of
Awesome. Oh, that sounds really nice, Paul. Good on you. Apple picking weather today, Paul?
they'll get washed a little more. It's still going to be some of these bands of showers. And a few thunderstorms as well with some of that today. So kind of on and off with some of the showers here today. So we otherwise stay with the clouds and highs at 69. We also could even see a few breaks of sun later midday into the afternoon. It's kind of breaking up a little bit at that point. Tonight, 56, some more scattered showers, some storms. And then Tuesday, clouds, some showers, a few storms, 67. 57, a few showers into Tuesday night. Isolated shower chance into Wednesday, still cloudy and mid-60s. Looks like the rain chances do subside here by Wednesday night, and then staying with some warming temps gradually here through the end of the week. After highs at 66 and clouds Wednesday, 70. More clouds and sun Thursday. Partial sun on Friday to mid-70s. Looks like a warm weekend with about 80 Saturday and Sunday. So summer not over yet with those temps in the 80s coming up here. As we get into early October time frame, even.
Wow. It'll be interesting to see that us in shorts in October. That is going to be very interesting. That's a lot of exactly. Pale legs out there. A lot of pale legs.
That's very true. Yeah.
We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much for joining us. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks, and you guys too.
Best in the
Thanks,
business
Paul.
Right there. Our good friend Paul Tromblick in the Weather Eye Weather Center. And we hope you're having a great start to your day. Happy Monday out there, everybody.
Yeah.
Got good things lined up for you. We're going to kick off our show talking about Messages in a Bottle, not just a police song. We're
going to say
Message in a Bottle.
It popped in somebody's head. I knew it would be one of those people. That is coming up. Kraft Heinz is selling some interesting stuff that we'll talk about as well.
Right.
That's coming up. We've got the 20 fall songs to start your season.
Ooh.
20 songs about fall.
Very cool.
All of that coming up. We, of course, will get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, in a little bit as well. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our famous segment, and I mean famous. Oh, you guys think I'm kidding?
Oh, I believe you.
Oh, let me make sure that I forward the email from you guys, from our friends over in Finland. Who said that they enjoy the segment.
All right.
Oh,
cool.
You're the best.
So,
that's
huh?
awesome.
Yeah.
World famous.
World famous. World famous.
That's right.
Thank you, friends in Finland.
Yes, yes. We will. I'll send that to you guys. And then we would say big thank you to them. I don't know if I could say good morning. I think it's more good afternoon.
Yeah. I think at this point. But
either way, we appreciate them listening.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, not only will we have the Kitchens Open segment that Melissa got all set and ready for us, but we will also be joined a little bit after that by Ashley Hagnow, Alice in Dairyland's own.
Oh!
Ooh,
new,
all right.
new Alice.
Yeah, our new Alice newer, is going to be say. Joining us for our second
Newest.
Time. We're going to talk about farm and railroad safety with Ashley. She's going to call us up, and we'll be talking with her. Looking forward to that conversation.
Very
it's
nice.
Going to be fun talking with her. We'll also have a little bit of entertainment news. If you did not hear, we have the new. We know who's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm. Ah, I did hear.
And if that's not surprising to you, it might be surprising to you who could be playing Richard Simmons in a biopic.
Oh.
That is coming up as well, all of that. When we get time in the 9 o'clock hour, I want to get into the most and least popular slang for each generation.
Ooh, that'll be a good one.
That should be a fun one. That should be a pretty
Word
fun
up.
One.
Word up.
It's just, there's one of them. There's one. There's one. We will have plenty more coming up for you as well. And along with some Daddy Wright stories, good stories of the day, all coming up. Cannot wait to get into some of those. Plenty more. But I think we have to start our show with this message in a bottle story.
All right, let's do it.
There's a historic lighthouse in Michigan called the White Shawl Light, which sits within Lake Michigan, about 20 miles west of Mackinac Bridge.
Hmm.
The caretakers have announced a contest where they're offering free stays inside the lighthouse to celebrate its 113th anniversary.
Wow.
But to get one, you have to find one of four messages in a bottle.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
They were dropped into the Mackinac Straits back on Labor Day weekend, and none of them have been found yet.
Oh.
The messages feature various offers for a free stay for one or two or up to five people. There aren't many specifics on the accommodations, but this isn't the Four Seasons. You're roughing it to some degree for an incredible experience.
Exactly. Wow.
By the way, there's a reason for the messages in the bottles. They're paying tribute to the Armistice Day blizzard of November 1940, where longtime lightkeeper George Keller threw a message in a bottle into the water in case he did not survive the storm.
Wow.
Oh.
He did, and the bottle was found a few weeks later by a fisherman. Each of the bottles for the contest has a different message from one of the four descendants of George Keller.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
How neat is that? What an idea.
It's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a pretty cool idea. If you, because I think all of us have, by now, pretty much anybody knows what a message in a bottle is. And oftentimes you think of, I don't know, but just speaking for myself, I think of oftentimes love stories. You know, where somebody's sending somebody to, you know,
right.
like that, or,
lost on a deserted island.
Yes.
That's classic
you,
there. Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. Now, how do you feel if you get this and you win something, and that's cool, but it wouldn't feel like the traditional finding a message in a bottle.
No.
Like, to me, it wouldn't a little. It's still going to be a pretty cool thing to get.
Hey, cool, message in a bottle, and it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa. Yes, that's exactly it. It's like, it feels a little like,
To be fair, it's a unusual marketing ploy, but you're right.
It is
a marketing ploy.
I think it's a good marketing ploy, I'll say that. I feel that part of it, though.
I should let my dad know. My dad has always been one of those lighthouse people, you know, that, in fact, for many years, he subscribed to the Lighthouse magazine. There is one, or there was one.
Oh, he was the guy.
Yeah, it was.
He was the guy. The guy keeping
the keeper or something
open.
Like that. Yeah, he was always fascinated with lighthouses, but I don't know. He's not going to want to search for a bottle in the UP up there or in northern Wisconsin. He's not going to want to do that.
To be honest, I've always thought lighthouses were cool, and I've always wanted to see one in person, but I never thought too much of them. About a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago even, I had a dream of like a picture of me being taken with me standing with my back next to a lighthouse or something. And ever since, I cannot get it out of my head. Like, wow. I've got to get that done. I got to go get to a lighthouse. And thankfully, here in Wisconsin, we have a handful of lighthouses.
We do.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I'm going to go check those out one of these days.
Nice.
All right, be honest here. 424-2600. How many of you believe me I'm actually going to do that? Like, that I want to is one thing. You can't question that I want to. But if I'm actually going to actually do it or not, 424-2600.
We're still waiting for you to take that vacation, James.
I still haven't camped. I've been talking about camping for 7 years on the air.
I have hope. Last weekend, he actually went somewhere. He went to the Dells.
It's a good point.
It's a good first step. You know, we'll get him going. We'll get him going. It's all right.
Before we wrap up the segment, I did want to put out there that today is Yom Kippur, which is the highest and the holiest of days for Jews on our calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's saying something because we have 9,000 holidays.
So, every year.
You know, that one stands out does really mean something.
Yeah, right.
But I will say a big thank you to everybody who has already wished a good one. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've been doing this job for a while. And when I first started doing this, I was hesitant to bring these things up on the air. Carl really encouraged me and talked about representing long before I think a lot of other people were,
mm-hmm.
And talked about how important that was and how unique it was and everything. So a big thank you to him for that. And thank you to all of you for all the great encouragement. If you're curious about what Yom Kippur is, it's a new year, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So one more excuse to celebrate New Year.
Happy New Year.
And it's a day of atonement. And it's a great opportunity to start fresh, to start mm-hmm. to begin again.
New beginnings.
Yeah. While also, you know, having a self-awareness and that is huge in the Jewish culture,
mm-hmm.
Almost as huge as putting into your community.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see as a day like this would be very important to many of us.
Maybe a day of reconciliation too.
Yes, ooh. Yes. It is also a day that Jews at the end of your prayer or at the end of the day, oftentimes right at sundown, you will hear mm-hmm. a shofar, which is a Jewish horn. It's a horn made of a ram's horn, made into a horn.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of my own that I have right from Israel. And I'm going to just blow this for you all right now. And we're doing this for fun. Okay?
Yeah, right.
This is not me doing this because I'm trying to get points with my mother or something like that.
It's not sundown. No. You're good.
I just thought it'd be fun to kind of
he's practicing.
And it will be fun to see if I can land, if I can nail this. If I can do this in real time.
We need a drum roll here. Very nice.
That sounded
pretty good.
That sounded really good.
Nope. See, I lost it.
You had it though. That sounded good.
Blow. No, that doesn't work. You got to actually hum. You actually.
That ram would be proud.
I didn't know that playing trumpet and cornet would help me one day with actually blowing a ram's horn. I never thought of that. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and doing some more celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's the morning show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Welcome to Misty's Menu, the cozy small-town cafe that feels like home, with friendly faces and homemade food that'll warm your heart. Start your day off right with a fresh cup of roasted coffee. And how about a stack of their famous pancakes or a hearty breakfast sandwich to go with it? Or swing by for lunch and try their mouth-watering burgers and sandwiches, all made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. At Misty's Menu, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family. So stop in, take a seat, and let them treat you to a little taste of home. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 68, winds out of the southeast 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 56. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 67, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you, Garth. Thank you. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself and get on over to Misty's right now. They're open till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day. from all of us at WFHR.
Indeed. Indeed.
We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can really direct email any of our staff with those.
It's true.
And you can direct message us on Facebook. Just go ahead and type into your search bar, WFHR or WIRI. Direct message us those birthdays and anniversaries that way.
Very cool. Mm-hmm.
And there is just one more way. There was one other way. I just can't.
You could call.
Yeah.
715-424-2600.
Call up and join the conversation, everybody. You have until around 8:30-ish, right before Melissa's news, to go ahead and get that birthday and anniversary to us. So please feel free to. We appreciate everybody out there doing so. And we appreciate the Nelsons, because we got a one from Eric Nelson here.
All right.
And I was told that his mom was the one giving us this name.
So, oh, okay.
Eric, your mom loves you.
And, yes, that's
takes
right.
Good care of you. And that's our one name on the list
today.
So we get to put the spotlight.
Happy birthday.
Qualifying by default. That's my life story.
There are worse ways.
That's true.
Worse ways to qualify.
At least you qualify.
Yeah. Of all the days for us to only have one birthday, we love having more and more days. You know, we want tons and tons of these, everybody's. We would love to spend more time on our local birthdays and celebrity birthdays. But if there was going to be a day where we only had one birthday, it might be today, everybody.
Oh, really?
I did not take a look ahead at the birthdays and anniversaries. Now, if you were listening to us on Wiz Country 105.5, you heard us celebrating Shel Silverstein. Shel Silverstein would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born
That's
in this
right.
day, well, more on that in a moment. I'll get to that in a second, actually, because we got to get to the people actually celebrating birthdays who are still with us, and it is a big list.
Wow!
First, Bella Ramsey is 20. She's Ellie on The Last of Us. She was almost an overnight sensation with her spot on Game of Thrones. She was in the final season. She played one of the. Very young, obviously, architect or queen or something like that. I don't know, but she was so commanding on screen.
Wow.
So commanding. And she had such a empathetic face. And it's seeing the roles that she got on The Last of Us and what's going to come up for her, that she is not going to be.
She's only 20. Wow.
I mean, she is going to be working a lot in the next couple of years. I mentioned this before. After Robin Williams passed away, I don't know who I would put on my list of one person or I gotta work with. I want to work with more than anybody else. I think it might be this guy. Donald Glover is 40 today.
Oh wow!
Great actor, writer, comedian.
He's only 40. Wow.
He's only 40. That's insane.
Getting started, man. Wow.
Childish Gambino, of course, singer songwriter from them, and great actor. Just a really good actor
and creator, man. Atlanta. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he can do it all.
Atlanta is one of the best TV shows I've ever seen in my life. It is really good. He's also got a show coming out, Lando, which is all him playing a young Lando Calrissian.
Yes.
That is still in the works. That is still that one has not been canceled or been shut down by Disney or the Star Wars company.
Or moved. Or
any of that stuff. And he is doing a TV version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Ooh.
The Brad Pitt, Angelina
Jolie. The spy movie, yeah.
He's got a lot of good things in the works.
Wow.
Good actor.
He's
good,
something.
Good actor. T.I. is 43.
All right.
Another rapper out of another Southern rapper right there. Catherine Zeta-Jones is 54, and her husband, Michael Douglas, is 79.
I didn't know they had the same birthday.
How about that? Yeah, that's interesting. If you're going to share a birthday with somebody, is it a good idea to do it with somebody that's like 20, 30 years younger than you, like, and that you're married to? Like, I feel like that's. I don't know.
On the nose.
Yeah.
A little on the nose, yeah.
Did they get married on there? They should have gotten married on that day, too.
Oh, they should have. Yes, they should have.
Let's just have all of the celebrations
on the
same day.
Get it all out of the way, one day.
We only have to remember one day a year.
Exactly.
That's it. she's making sure to have the kid on that day. Everything, their child is born on that day, too. Will Smith is 55.
Wow.
Should we just move on?
Where are we with Will Smith these days?
Exactly.
I don't even know.
I tried to find out. I really did. I talked to some students last night about this.
Yeah.
I don't always get to look ahead on the birthdays, but this one in particular I was able to. And just looking at it and talking to them about it, nobody knows. Nobody knows what to think about Will Smith right now. Nobody knows how to handle it. Every single person had the same type of reaction. And they just basically, like, if a person can, like, screwed away from a conversation without actually physically moving, that's what it was. They were scooting away from the conversation, but not physically. They just were, like, in their brains and in their emotions, like, can we talk about something else?
It is so remarkable. Someone who built up a career with so much goodwill, and it evaporated in one moment.
There ain't many scenarios in history that do that.
It's true.
Will Smith was he was the one that helped get rap over in the mainstream. He was Mr. I'm not going to swear, Mr. Yep. I'm not going to use this words, and you know certain words that a lot of rappers use and all that. Yep. It's just
wow,
man. Just
all down the drain with one moment.
I can think years from now him teaching a master class in what not to do. Scottie Pippen is 58. Scottie Pippen could take over that class after Will Smith is done with how not to handle your career when you get older. Anytime I hear Scottie Pippen talk now, it's all just the badmouth things and badmouth people. Like, so many of these guys in their 50s and late 50s, so many of them are just like getting to a point, the Bill Maher's and these things, Maher's much older, but where it's just like they just seem bitter, just angry, and it's kind of get over yourself. I'm sorry life didn't go the way you planned. Guess what? It didn't for anybody. Get in line.
I don't understand. He has such a successful career. I mean, it had to have been the whole in the shadow kind of thing. And it's eaten away at him ever since.
It seems to have.
I just feel sad because it's like he could celebrate so much that happened in his career and his life and everything. But oh, well.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of true of all of us?
To some
degree.
Yeah. This is what Aaron Rodgers is going to be in 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. You think it's bad now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Imagine that. Michael Madsen is 66, Mr. Blonde and the Reservoir Dogs in Kill Bill, and he was in The Hateful Eight. Michael Madsen, of course, if you've seen a Quentin Tarantino movie,
Yeah. The only one of all I
remember. One of the legends to many of us out there, Mark Hamill is 72.
Oh.
Luke Skywalker is 72.
Oh, he's the man.
The animated voice of the Joker is 72. One of Smith's go-to cameos is 72. I love Mark Hamill. Love him. I think it's really one of the best examples in entertainment history of being able to break type. What he was able to do, not that he broke type necessarily, because he was always going to be known as Luke Skywalker, but when you break type, it's not so much what you know others look at your legacy or your career or how even you look at your career. It's, do I have a career? Can I keep getting work? Because when you get typed, you might get work another gig or two, but after that, it's all dried up. Mark Hamill, it was pretty hard after Star Wars, even you know during Star Wars to get work and everything. Went behind the camera, went by the mic, and went into voice acting and did a lot of that.
He was 19 years old when he was hired. He was 19. Wow. He's been Luke Skywalker for 60 years almost. You know, it's like. My gosh.
Yeah.
And he has handled it just so well, considering how young he was when he started.
Well, there was that really. Wait a minute. No. There's never been anything controversial about Mark Hamill, to your point. Like, he's one of these people that people love to work with. Mm-hmm. He's done such a good job with his grit. And to some of the people we were just talking about, where I think he actually could have some bitterness, none.
No.
A heck of a guy. Mm-hmm. One of those people most of us like. Yep.
He's smart. He's funny. I mean, what more could you want?
And I didn't know that he has a role in The Machine.
Oh,
Burt Kreischer's movie that just came out.
Yeah. Cool. He plays his dad, I believe. He plays his dad.
His name is Albert. Then yes.
So he was talking about that on the Lebertard show, not Mark Hamill, but Burt, and he was saying like, "That's it. It has to be Mark Hamill. anybody's going to play my dad, it's got to be Mark Hamill." And he would not bend on this or anything. He joked that he would have taken whoever, you know, if they could get Mark Hamill, but he really wanted that, I guess.
Nice.
And then we have some people no longer with us, like as I was mentioning earlier, boy and the man who wrote A Boy Named Sue, and and so much else. Chicago's own, born on this day, Shel Silverstein. One of my biggest influences, and I think I'm not alone in that one. If you were a kid, one of your first books may have been The Missing Piece or A Light in the Attic.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Where the Sidewalk Ends, or The Giving Tree. Mm-hmm. There's just so much that man did. If you get a chance, really check out something that I didn't find until high school or middle school or something. He released a couple CDs.
Yes, he did.
And one of them is Light in the Attic, and the other one is Where the Sidewalk Ends. Mm-hmm. And it's just him on acoustic guitar doing his poems.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me goosebumps anytime I hear certain ones. Listen to the Mustn'ts. Listen to the Mustn'ts is maybe my favorite and most influential poem.
Wow.
It may have influenced me more than anything, any other work I have ever read.
Very cool.
It's one of those ones.
Very nice. Well, and he was so talented. He was a cartoonist and a writer and a musician. If you ever check out some of his more adult albums, which are hilarious, by the way. They're super funny. But, yeah, they're not for kids. Not really for kids. No.
Well, and his books have been published into more than 47 different languages.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
That is pretty cool. I didn't know that. That is a nice addition there, Melissa. That is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of the greatest interviewers you have ever seen, Barbara Walters, born in this day, would have been 94 today, born in 1929, just passed away last year.
Groundbreaker.
Yeah, yeah.
For women, especially.
Groundbreaker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. First woman to lead assist a newscast and also to lead a newscast, mm-hmm. I believe
you're right.
Primetime newscast and nighttime newscast.
Mm-hmm.
There was a stretch in history where if somebody was going to interview Omar Gaddafi, it was going to be Barbara Walters.
Yep.
If there was a big name interview to be had, if you were a celebrity, you went to Barbara Walters.
Yep.
Before Oprah, it was Barbara. It was Barbara Wawa. And her great Gilda Radner impression, which she loved. She loved the Gilda Radner impression, and I think that is one of the reasons why I like her so much, is that Barbara Walters was also self-deprecating.
Take a joke.
She could take a joke. Yep. She loved Gilda Radner.
Mm-hmm.
Gilda Radner was embarrassed to meet her the first time and told her, oh, no, don't mind. I've been joking about that my whole life. But the thing that I've never heard anybody talk about this, and as somebody who tried really hard is still trying really hard, to be good at Midday Magazine and be good at interviewing. And it's a work in progress. I'll get there. Give me time. I've studied a lot of the people that I consider greats at interviewing. Mm-hmm. And I've studied a lot of Barbara Walters. And it's her follow-up questions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's anybody in history that I've studied that was better at the follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
She could ask you something simple like, where are you from? And have nothing prepared for after that and come up with the perfect questions to ask something that would spin into something else, mm-hmm. that would spin into something else. Just a great interviewer.
It proved that she was actually listening
right.
to what they were saying. Yeah. She was paying attention. Not all interviewers do that. So, yep.
Huh? Right. No, they have their list of questions and
they just go right through it. Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, what, guys?
So I wasn't paying attention.
I was looking ahead. No, that's great points. Great points, you two. And finally, people no longer with us, Mr. Christopher Reeve, Superman, born on this day in 1952, passed away in 2004. As great and iconic as that was, and as much as it really, you talk about setting the bar for superhero movies and all that, the greatest work that Christopher Reeve, and nobody talks about Death Trap.
Death Trap, yep.
Such a good performance in Death Trap. Good actor. Christopher Reeve, solid
hanging
actor.
With Michael Caine. You got to be a good actor to hang with him.
You got to be pretty good to do that. You got to be pretty good. But also, maybe the greatest thing he did was, of course, after his paralyzation and not going into the, not hiding,
nope.
not shying away from that or anything. Where I don't know how I would have handled that situation. I really don't.
Nope.
I have such admiration for him. And one of my favorite stories of all time, especially when it comes to entertainers, when Christopher Reeve was feeling well enough, Robin Williams came to the hospital to see him. They were friends.
Mm-hmm.
They knew each other. And Robin walked in and did the joke that many of you know by now that he's done about Christopher Reeve throwing out a first pitch at a baseball game. And he puts a piece of paper in his mouth and spits it out. He did this in front of Christopher Reeve for Christopher Reeve. And Christopher Reeve laughed for the first time since his paralyzation.
Wow.
Robin got him laughing. And according to Christopher Reeve, and you can look this up if you'd like, because it's probably worded better than I will word it, it set the tone for him, how he wanted to handle this going forward. Not to say he would have handled it differently had Robin not done that, but just a cool story.
Yeah.
And another one of those stories of how how comedy can help and heal.
It can. That. Absolutely.
We will take a break right here, but one more time, wishing a happy birthday to Eric Nelson.
Eric, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Enjoy your day, Eric. We will, we're going to celebrate some more with Melissa's news here, and we're going to have some more fun coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A Stevens Point man is sentenced to 25 years in prison for causing the death of his girlfriend's six-month-old baby in 2020. Meyer P. Wilcom, age 36, was convicted in June after an 8-day jury trial of first-degree reckless homicide. The baby boy died as a result of a shaken impact injury. Portage County Circuit Court Judge Patricia Baker sentenced Wilcom to 15 years of initial confinement and 10 years of extended supervision. Wilcom's attorneys still claimed he was innocent at the sentencing hearing, but Judge Baker disagreed. She said the evidence was overwhelming and the jury got it right. Organic Valley farmers turned Rockefeller Center into a dairy farm experience as part of Climate Week NYC. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Organic Valley is the largest farmer-owned organic cooperative in the U.S. and one of the world's largest organic consumer brands. It represents nearly 1,800 farmers in 34 states, and Cuba City, Wisconsin farmer Josh Tranel is one of them. Organic Valley is highlighting the importance of the U.S. food system and the need to protect small organic family farms that help reverse the effects of climate change.
I'm here today in the middle of New York City, bringing our small family farms to the big city. We're here spreading our new message of protecting where your food comes from. We're a cooperative of 1,400 dairy farmers and 200 or 300 other farmers, egg farmers, crop farmers. And we're here telling our story, spreading our message of protecting where your food comes from and the acreage that it is all grown on.
The U.S. is losing 100,000 family farms each decade, and this summer, the country faced record high temperatures, leading to an uncertain future for U.S. food system resiliency. Organic family farms average the lowest known carbon footprint of any U.S. dairy supply. For Civic Media News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Most employees at Century and Stevens Point will continue to work from home this week. News 7 reports a threatening message was found in the bathroom at the Century Home office on Wednesday last week. Out of an abundance of caution, they secured all buildings and employees worked from home. The investigation is continuing, and most associates will work remotely this week or until the investigation is closed. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septics. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Hey, Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 68, winds out of the southeast 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 56. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 67, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. And, sort of. I mean, not really.
This weekend.
It's coming. Yeah.
Now, you might be turning your heat on today, but not outside. No.
Nicely done. We have got 20 songs about fall to start your fall season coming up.
All right.
We got to get to a quick hit right here. Melissa, Seth, and James with you on the morning show at WFHR. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and happy Monday to you. Kraft Heinz is selling candy versions of three of its most popular products for Halloween. Kraft mac and cheese, Oscar Mayer hot dogs, and Claussen pickles.
As candy?
They don't taste like the real products. They're just gummy candy shaped like them.
Oh, okay.
The pickles.
Are they all together in the same package?
I'm not sure. those two are... the pickles and hot dogs are smaller than normal.
Okay.
Those two, I would hope so.
Those two are new, apparently, but they've been selling the mac and cheese candy on Amazon since last year. Variety packs with all three are hitting stores nationwide. There you go, Mel. Including nationwide for Halloween, including Target, Walgreens, Family Dollar, and Dollar General. Walmart and Amazon have boxes of just the mac and cheese version. I gotta see a photo. What it looks like.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Oh wow, the mac and cheese one is weird.
It looks like a box of mac. That is kind of strange.
It is a little strange.
Wow.
Does anybody remember the candy hamburgers?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were all separate pieces, and you could, you know, and all that. I loved those as a kid. Those were great. It's the first thing I thought. And that must be where they got the idea. It's got to be.
It's something like that, because it looks very real.
I mean,
I hope no one gets confused.
Copyright. Well, the gummy ones, the mac and cheese gummies.
Yep.
That's a prank waiting to be had, right?
Oh, it is. Yeah, throw a couple in there. Yeah,
get a bowl of them. and everybody else is eating mac and cheese. And you get it, especially if you've got like a little kid in your house. I mean, and everybody else is eating normal mac and cheese, and you put that in front of them and just see what happens. I may not be a great parent. I may not.
It's a good thing yours are grown.
They're already, you know, you can't mess with them with this stuff. I mean, you could try, I suppose. You know,
I want to do that so bad. Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh man,
would you eat these? Would you eat these candies?
If they're gummy flavored, sure, why not? I like gummies.
I am a fan of gummies. Okay. Yeah, I am a fan. I think it's good. I want to see what I wanted to make sure of though. The one catch to me is the price.
Yeah. What are they?
Take a look at how much these cost here. Now that's not going to be, $3. On Amazon at least.
Yeah. Okay.
The mac and cheese ones are $3.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's not terrible.
Can get them from Oriental Trading for $10.99 in a 40-piece bag.
Holy cow!
Wow.
There you go.
That's like to hand out at Halloween.
I would guess. Yeah.
Because they're individually wrapped.
Does anybody else do this in modern times when we're looking at like the modern things we do, like rabbit holes we go down and everything? I'm looking for something. I pull it up, and every once in a while, I will look at Amazon just to see, mm-hmm. just to see if especially if it's not available anywhere else but Amazon.
Right.
And then you go down, you see all these like weird products that you've never heard of before, or ever seen, or didn't even know existed. It just seems to happen to me, like where I don't do a lot of shopping online, and when I do, it seems like I go down this rabbit hole right away.
Wow.
Of running into. Cheetos mac and cheese 3-flavor variety pack 12 count for $12.
Cheetos, specifically Cheetos mac and
Cheetos
cheese.
Cheetos mac and cheese. I did not
I
know
saw that,
that existed.
In the store the other day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even know that one was.
Yeah, me neither, man.
How about a bundle of Nerds gummies? The Nerds gummies.
Those aren't bad. I've had those actually. Okay. Those are pretty tasty.
I thought the whole thing.
Well, yeah, because it's like a gummy that's covered in. The Nerds candy, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that it? Oh, I thought it was just a gummy. It's still the candy, the hard.
So there's
candy.
Like a little crunch in there too. So. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Oh, that would be different. Oh, that I will try.
Gosh, now I have to remember if I've done that. Anyway,
I had to try that. Stick around, everybody. We're going to be talking fall songs coming up. But I want to remind everyone that our wonderful sister station, Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI, where you can catch the Sunrise Show 7 to 8 Monday through Friday, has a great contest going on. We are naming that chicken.
Yeah.
Name the chicken.
You have until September 30th to get your name submitted. Get in on this, everybody. Just go to wizcountry.com/chicken and name that chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You have now until then to September 30th. Then October 9th through the 29th, we are going to throw these names up there, and you'll be able to vote on your top three.
Yeah.
Get to pecking on that and get the pecking order all set up.
Yep. Ranked choice voting.
Yes.
You don't get it in real life, but you get it here.
Yes, yes.
We'll give you a practice session.
That's right.
Hopefully a practice session to where we are going as a country, hopefully.
Yep.
Just my opinion.
Yes.
But I will tell my. It's not my opinion. This is fact. I can tell you our prizes for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Third place prize is a one-night stay at Chula Vista. Water park passes, of course, included. $100 worth of dinner vouchers, some extra vouchers for zip lining and golf, just because you're special. second prize, same things, except a little more swag thrown into that second prize. Mm-hmm. And first place is a two-night stay at Chula Vista with all of the above, and maybe most importantly, bragging rights.
Bragging rights.
Oh, those bragging rights.
You know, staying at Chula Vista is fun. It's nice, you know, for free. That's always a good thing, right? Yeah, it's a great prize. But the bragging rights last forever. The trip comes to an end, but that will be forever. So,
You will always be
yours to claim.
Yes, yes. You will always be able to tell people. Tell strangers. Walk around with this shirt all the time. Hey.
I named a radio chicken.
Name the chicken.
See this chicken on my shirt? I named him.
Yeah.
I named him. Billy Bob. That's his name.
Billy Bob.
I don't know.
Whatever it is.
Wizcountry.com/chicken. Get on over there and get to name it, everybody. We will.
And thankfully, it's not up to James what name gets picked. It's up to you.
More great stuff coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Celebrate homecoming with the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium. Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field on October 7th against Rutgers. With multiple sold-out games this season, it's time to act fast and lock in your spot for game day. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 68. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 56. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Nice. Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
It's that horn in the back that always gets me.
A little bass clarinet in there. It's very nice.
Good stuff right there. Good stuff.
I loved that song when I was a kid.
Oh, me too, Melissa.
Tennessee That's Ernie Ford. Awesome. Yeah.
It was a great song.
Oh, it was a fun one to sing along to. Mm-hmm. It is still a fun song. It still holds up. It's a good song. We're going to talk about some good songs right here. Seth, Melissa, and James, we're taking you right to the top of the hour. We're talking autumn, of course, everybody. Happy autumn to everyone out there.
Oh, hang on. Before we get started, I just want to say, I already did this on Seth Faces the Music. Thank you. Thank you very much. My autumn song show, yes. Yep, so, yep. Yeah. But we can do it anyway.
They stole it from you. Got it. Okay.
No, to be honest, I'm stealing it from Seth. Okay, so I didn't have a segment lined up for now. So I quickly, like, what is this? Seth's done a ton of themes, and I can't do night. He just did it, so I gotta grab something out of the way.
Let's go way back.
I'm teasing, but I tease.
I do apologize to those that have heard that but already know the episode that we're about to do. I don't.
I'm sure there'll be something
that
I didn't
do. That was a great episode, though, by the way. Go ahead and check that in the archives at civicmedia.us. Go under our shows and find that. It's a great one.
Yeah.
You got it on Spotify,
go
right?
Go to Spotify. Yeah, you can find it there.
Spotify. Yep. That's where I want to set.
See all the songs I put on there.
So this is an interesting one. Let's go ahead and dive into ultimateclassicrock.com. Put together a list of 20 fall-themed songs to kick off the season. Mm-hmm. And here they are in chronological order, actually.
Oh, interesting. Cool.
So we got 20 of these, so we're not going to take too much time on some of them. We'll just keep moving with mm-hmm. some. But at number 20, Wake Me Up When September Ends from Green Day.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yep.
It's actually it's a beautiful song.
It really is.
I like the song.
Especially, you know, the meaning behind it and everything. I think that that's a pretty... it shows that, hey, we can do more than just, you know, we can write here. We're pretty yep. talented musicians, the three of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
One of my favorite songs, Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground from the White Stripes.
Ooh.
That is a hard song to find. It was really? Not easy for me to find back in the day in the LimeWire days and that kind of thing. That was
back in the day.
But that was one of those ones when I found, oh my God, I just listened to it over.
It was there.
The dirty guitar of Jack White's in that song is so good. So good. Harvest Moon from Neil Young says, no.
We don't get to talk about that much anymore,
no,
do we?
No, we don't. We don't.
We make it fun of Neil Young. But anyway, you know.
It's a classic. It's a classic. If you are a fan of Neil Young especially, it is a classic.
Just he's a great songwriter. Just listen to someone else sing it. Yeah, that's all I'm saying, okay? People can sing it. Someone else other than him, you know.
This time of year, I think, though, artists like Neil Young kind of shine. Around this time, or used to at least. Not as much anymore and everything, but used to.
Mm-hmm.
Number 17, November Rain from Guns N' Roses.
Okay, November Rain.
They are just throwing that in there because it's called November Rain. That's it. That's the only reason that's in there.
I was weary of doing that because I think your mom isn't going to like me anymore if I do my Axl Rose. You know,
you can't go full Axl.
Okay,
never go full Axl.
That's not recommended.
Yeah, that's a rule.
For anyone, really. Yeah.
Even him.
Yeah, he should stop doing that.
Especially him, actually. Yeah. At number 16, The Boys of Summer from Don Henley from 1984.
Mm. Now, I know it's called The Boys of Summer, but there really is a kind of a fall feel to it. It's a melancholy, you know. I like that song quite a bit.
It actually reminds me more of autumn than it does summer.
Yeah, exactly.
October from U2 from 1981.
That's a good one.
September Morn from Neil Diamond from 1979.
September Morn. I'm just going to do impressions of all the singers here.
I love it.
I'll just keep going.
Please do.
I want that more and more, man. I actually wish we had done the segment different now. No, I wish we did.
Who's can Seth imitate here? Yeah.
Instead of me pulling up the music, I just have to go to you for every one of these. And at number 13, I would have thought it would have been higher.
Yeah.
September, Earth, Wind, and Fire from 1978.
Yeah. Love this song.
It never gets old to me.
Nope.
It never gets old to me. Maybe it's the horns. I don't know.
This video is trippy, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What a tune.
Such a good song.
Yeah.
Such a good song. That comes in at number 13. I can't believe that wasn't higher. Yeah.
Anyway.
Number 12, Forever Autumn from Justin Hayward.
Justin Hayward, lead singer of the Moody Blues.
Oh, that's why it sounded familiar.
Yes.
That's why.
Okay. There you go. But I don't know if I've ever heard that song before. Can I say that?
Oh,
my gosh.
You don't let your dad hear that.
I know.
You upset my mother and your father.
I know,
so
on the
far.
Same okay. segment. Yeah, man. Well,
way to go, Seth. Way to go. Fleetwood Mac coming in at number 11 with Silver Springs. Yeah, one of the more prettier songs, and I believe Christy McVie song.
It is.
It's a Christy McVie song.
I miss her.
Absolutely.
She grew so much through the career of Fleetwood Mac as a songwriter and a singer.
She didn't get a chance to shine enough.
Mm-mm. I agree.
I was thinking about this over the weekend with Lindsey Buckingham's one of the greater guitarists of any generation.
Mm-hmm.
Mick Fleetwood, one of the greater percussionists, one of the greater composers. All of this, Stevie Nicks, obviously so huge, and Christy mm-hmm. McVie, all these things. But Stevie Nicks just kind of, and to no fault of her own, just kind of shadowed so much of that, the talent in that band.
Yes, yeah.
It's mm-hmm. pretty, it speaks to, I don't know what's more impressive, how great all those band members were, or how great she was that she could
kind of overshadowed everybody.
She could
yeah.
overshadow a Lindsey or a Christy McVie or
right.
somebody like that, as great as they were.
Mm-hmm.
Night Moves from Bob Seger comes in at number 10. Interesting choice there. I wouldn't have thought like that song.
Now you do a better Bob Seger than me, I think.
Got mashed potatoes in my mouth. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Oh, he knows what he sounds like.
He does. James, this is like the perfect song for you. I was a little too tall. Could have used a few pounds. Come on.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. He didn't even know. He didn't even know.
You guys got to do the rest of the segment. I got nothing. Oh, that was good, Melissa. Oh, I've heard that song since I was a little kid. My dad loves Bob Seger and hates when I make fun of him. And now that's going to be stuck in my head. That was good.
Oh, goodness.
I never thought of that. That was good.
Excellent.
Rainy Day Man from Bonnie Raitt from 1974 at number 9.
Mm.
Seasons of Winter at number 8 from Aerosmith from 74. Also from 74, September Girls from Big Star.
Oh.
Maggie May from Rod Stewart from 1971.
Rod Stewart.
I don't know if I consider that a fall
Wake
song.
Wake up, Maggie May. I'm trying to think of the lyrics
yeah.
and everything. If they're, you know, I will say that the mandolin is such a fall instrument to me, and I have nothing to base that on. There's no
just sounds like fall to you, you know?
It sounds that way to me.
Yeah, I
could be the only person in the world that it does, but there's something about it. I think that's part of the reason why I love the mandolin so much, is it reminds me of autumn.
That's cool.
Well, he mentions late September. It's late September, and I should be back in school.
There you go.
Okay. There was a line I was forgetting. God, you're good, Melissa. Nice, nice. Indian Summer from The Doors from 1970. Not aged well. Like a lot of The Doors. Like a lot of Jim Morrison, let's be honest. And I'm a Doors fan. I'll be the first to admit, a lot of Jim Morrison has not aged well. And that's in the 80s, let alone now.
Right? Yeah,
it didn't
it's really,
age well
yeah.
by the 80s, let alone. And some great ones. I love this top four. Number four, Moon Dance from Van Morrison.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a wonderful night for a moon dance.
Right.
Ramble On from Led Zeppelin from 1969. Yes, couldn't agree more.
Very cool.
That is one of those ones in our house. We have to listen to Ramble On before the end of October. Like, which always happens, but like it's like a little thing in our family.
Oh, that's cool.
We just do, yeah.
Nice little tradition.
Autumn Almanac from the Kinks from 1967.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Underrated Kinks song, I think. Underrated band.
Yeah,
let's just be
very
honest.
Much.
Underrated band.
Very much so.
Very underrated.
Yeah.
And finally, at number one, Leaves That Are Green from Simon and Garfunkel from 1966.
Song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Not so much.
Don't know that. I got to be honest. I don't know much at all. That isn't out there in the ether already by Simon and Garfunkel.
Right.
I'm probably not going to know it, to be honest.
That's interesting because that was just an album track from their Sounds of Silence record. But still, not bad. It's got a nice fall feel to it.
Let's be honest. Yeah. They missed the number one.
Gotta go back to Earth, Wind, and Fire, man.
Always
go back to them.
If anything, it's for the refrain. If anything, that makes it so fun.
Real quick, before we gotta go, I have an honorable mention for myself. Time of the Season by the Zombies. I always felt that was a fall song.
Such a fall song.
Yeah,
absolutely. Windy.
From the Association. Yeah,
that's always been one of those fall songs to me too. Like